The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
I absolutely hate it when people come into my office addicted to pain medication. Because now whatever heart problems they have or whatever chronic disease they've got going on, they also have an addiction. And it's usually caused by the proper prescribing of drugs. It is usually not caused by somebody that is an abuser of medications. It usually starts off with simple as back pain. We are going head to head here, chiropractor versus physician, pros and cons, and we're going to talk about back pain. Now, back pain, let's look at the numbers. On the top 10 list of diseases in America, low back pain is listed as number eight in your top 10 diseases of America. Now, back pain is a big topic. This can be sacroiliac pain. This can be up by the neck. Remember, the back's a big thing. Look at the numbers. $40 billion annually. Low back pain is sent over 3 million people into the hospital rooms. This is a study that was done in 2008. And just those ER costs were $9.5 billion, so $40 billion in 2008. I'm assuming it's higher in 2013. $9.5 billion in ER visits alone, and despite all of the overwhelming research of data, we have failed largely in America to get this under control. Now, there's a study done, Doctors Wilkie, Gregory, Byfield, and McCarthy, also in 2008. Talking about the conventional approach to back pain. You go, your back hurts. Let's say you tough it out. You don't run off to the emergency room like most people do. You get to your doctor. They prescribe nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. That's a fancy word for drugs like Tylenol, aspirin, ibuprofen. If you go more into the script world, drugs like Voltaren or Diclofenac. These are non-steroid types of anti-inflammatories. Another approach is straight anti-inflammatory medications. There's muscle relaxers, but either way, they're all medications. Sometimes even we'll go in and we'll inject numbing agents directly into the back to try and get this pain under control. That's the approach. Now, if you notice, I didn't really talk anything about the actual back pain. Now, that's one of the things that Wilkie, Gregory, Byfield, and McCarthy were looking at. Now, when they followed a chiropractic approach to the chronic low back pain or to the acute flare of it, they studied it head to head. They studied your back's hurting, you go to your medical doctor. Your back's hurting, you go to a practitioner of chiropractic medicine. Understanding that chiropractic is not just cracking backs. Chiropractic is a system of medicine. So the folks who went into the allopathic system of medicine, medical doctors, some osteopathic doctors, depending how they practice, versus them going into practitioners of chiropractic medicine. All the techniques that they approach. So this is an outcome study, okay? So chiropractic can be very eclectic. They might have used acupuncture. They might have used spinal adjustment, physical therapies in there. Now, medical doctors, they also use physical therapy. So physical therapy was included in their end as well. So you had the treatments, the physical therapy, head-to-head, fair study. After 8 weeks of treatment, okay, that's not, in the world of back pain, understand, people have back pain for years. This is after 8 weeks of treatment. There's a 95% confidence interval, which is a fancy word for saying the study's predictive value was good. We do these things into statistics. Based on the raw scores, 99% of the chiropractic group did well as compared to 99% of the medical doctor group. Let me put it a whole different way. Let's throw the 99% out, 9%, because it's confusing. 457% more effective medicine for chronic back pain using the chiropractic system. 457% more effective than going to see a medical doctor for the same condition. That's astounding. Now, one of the things you need to understand is a chiropractor may use a TENS unit. Some, they may use ultrasound. They may use massage. They, we just spoke with a gentleman named Dr. Joe Scoville. He was talking that as a reflex with chronic pain, he does a detox or an elimination diet on his patients. He adds in the healthy foods. So we are going head to head now, and boy, we've needed this study. We have needed this study because folks that want to keep the drug world away from our back patients needed the proof. 457% more effective using chiropractic treatment versus conventional treatment. Now, understand that I don't like suffering in my patients. If you're a patient out there who all of a sudden herniates a disc, there is absolutely nothing wrong with going and getting a pain-blocking shot or with the short use of pain medication or muscle relaxants or whatever it is, muscle relaxants and Flexeril, Somas, opiates, even using some Solumedrol, which is a steroid, for a few days. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that system for 2 to 3 days, in my opinion. But let me tell you, listeners, you've got to get out of it. You got to run to a chiropractor. You got to run to an acupuncturist. You got to run to a naturopathic physician that is familiar with the use of and treatment of multiple modalities for back pain. Naturopaths like myself, some of us, we do quite a bit of work with low backs and chronic back pain. I don't. So it's hard to know if we're going to be as skilled as a chiropractor in treating that type of scenario. But for an acute chronic pain thing, there's nothing wrong with going to the hospital and getting a shot. There just isn't. And I have patients that'll do the opposite extreme. Rather than run to the doctor for medication, they will avoid it, not go to an ER so they can become, so they'll just suffer. Listeners, I don't want you to suffer. But when we put head to head chiropractor versus physician, when we are looking at the treatments, the outcomes, and the long-term health of your back and body, it's chiropractic. Understanding another thing. Use of NSAIDs, diclofenac, Tylenol, ibuprofen, all of these classes of medicines, or even, you know, things like Celebrex and those medications to a degree. Understanding that when you're trying to shout out that pain with those medications, you are putting your liver at risk with many of these medications, as well as we know you can increase your risk of heart attack and stroke. You walk into your chiropractor's office and you are going to be in a model that doesn't use drugs. They have to have the skills to get you out of pain without the medications, and that's not easy to learn. So what is the added benefit of going with a chiropractic model over a medical model? Decreased risk of heart and stroke over time. Absolutely, all day long. And don't look, it's not like chiropractors don't have acute ways of getting you out of back pain. You know, when you all of a sudden jump into it, that and you have a big breakdown and all of a sudden it's terrible pain. It's not like they don't have acute methods, but sometimes they're not available at 3 a.m. to get you well. So don't suffer. Go to the hospital if you need to. But as soon as you get that 2-3 day cycle of back pain, you get it under control, you get over to your chiropractor, because the winner is chiropractic medicine, dominating. It is the champion over medical doctors for chronic back pain, because you need a healthy back, because we want you to live and dance well at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.